At last, the day of departure came, and a great and fair company made ready to ride north from the city and bear King Théoden upon a golden bier back to his realm of Rohan. There they laid Théoden in a house of stone with his arms and many other fair things, and over him raised a great mound covered with green turfs of grass.
Out of doubt, out of doubt, to the day's rising, heroes singing in the sunlight, sword unsheathing. Oh, weary kingdom, and in hope we ended, oh, the death of a dread.
Farewell, Théoden, King of the Mark. As a father you were to me for a little while. Farewell.
Hail! Hail, King of the Mark!
This is the funeral of Théoden the King. But I will speak ere we go of tidings of joy. He would not grudge that I should do so, since he was ever a father to Éowyn, my sister. Hear then, all my guests, fair folk of many realms. Faramir, steward of Gondor and prince of Ithilien, asks that Éowyn, lady of Rohan, should be his wife, and she grants it full willing. Therefore they shall be troth plighted before you all. Thus is the friendship of the Mark and Gondor bound with a new bond. And the more do I rejoice.
As do I, Lord Éomer.
Well, Éomer, you give thus to Gondor the fairest thing in your realm.
Wish me joy, my liege lord and healer.
I have wished thee joy ever since first I saw thee. It heals my heart to see thee now in bliss.
Now, though it grieves us to leave, we must be parted from you all.
Farewell, Ringbearer.
Farewell, King Éomer. May you live long in the Golden Hall of Rohan, and may your people long know peace.
Farewell, Samwise.
Goodbye.
Legolas.
Farewell.
Gimli.
Farewell, Lady.
And Pippin.
Goodbye.
And farewell, Meriadoc of the Shire. Hold wine of the Mark. Ride to good fortune. And ride back soon to our welcome.
I will, my lord.
Kings of old would have laden you with gifts. Yet I have no gift that is worthy.
But this I beg you to receive. 'Tis an ancient horn of silver. Take it as a memorial of the horns of the Mark at the coming of morning.
Thank you, lady. It will serve thus, and as a memorial of Durnhelm, the knight of the Mark who carried me to battle.
Now we must part. All speed to you, Ringbearer. And companions all.
We thank you, Faramir, steward of Gondor.
What about you, Gandalf?
I shall ride yet a while longer with you, for we must go with Elrond to Rivendell.
And what about you, Strider? I mean, Lord Aragorn.
I will ride with you as far as Isengard, Sam.
Oh, good news.
Yes. We shall go to Isengard, though I am uneasy as to what we shall find when we come to the Tower of Saruman.
In episode 12 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Brian Sibley, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, and Aragorn by Robert Stevens. Sam, William Nye. Gollum, Peter Woodthorpe. Legolas, David Collings. Gimli, Douglas Livingstone. Merry, Richard O'Callaghan. Pippin, John McAndrew. Faramir, Andrew Sear, Eowyn, Ellen Jenkins, Eomer, Anthony Hyde, Arwen, Sonia Fraser. The voice of Sauron, John Rye. With Graham Faulkner, Martin Reed, Christopher Scott, and Michael Spice. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver and sung by Oz Clark, David James, Matthew Vine, and the Ambrosian Singers. The director was Jane Morgan.